This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news for today, April 1st, 2022. Today is April Fool's Day. The origin of this special day is clouded, but it has persisted through centuries. The most famous example of a large-scale hoax took place in 1957 when the BBC announced that there was a family in southern Switzerland harvesting pasta from a spaghetti tree. They even showed pictures of limp spaghetti hanging on a tree branch. At the time, not many British subjects knew what pasta was, but many were intrigued and called the station to find out how to get a spaghetti tree for themselves. For April Fool's Day here in Port Townsend, the Main Street program has announced that because of the recent vandalism to its white wooden sculptures, they will be painted with black chalkboard paint, and a jar of chalk will be placed next to each marker, thus giving everyone a chance to express their views. And cleanup will be a cinch, said a Main Street spokesperson. The county has added 6 new cases of COVID, bringing the total number to 3,195. COVID rates in Jefferson County are currently rated moderate. The health department urges people to wear masks in indoor public places. Go to the county or the state health department websites to learn about home tests and vaccination sites. Also, the New York Times reports that the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, thought at first to be less effective than Pfizer or Moderna, has proven to be just as good at preventing serious cases. Currently, approximately 2/3 of the eligible Washington population is fully vaccinated and protected. On Monday, March 28th, Governor Jay Inslee signed legislation that makes pickleball the state's official sport. The signing took place in the backyard of the house on Bainbridge Island, where the sport was created in 1965. It was complaints from a then-bored 13-year-old that prompted Lieutenant Governor Joel Pritchard to create the sport. His son Richard, who was at the signing on Monday, tells the tale that begins with Joel Pritchard telling his son that, "When I was young, they invented games." And Richard, the 13-year-old, responded, "Oh, really? Why don't you invent a game then?" Pritchard said his father and 2 friends lowered the badminton net, made some paddles out of plywood, and found an old wiffle ball for the kids to play with. Pickle was the name of the Pritchard's dog. 57 years later, the state's official sport should be Port Townsend's as well. The local pickleball club, citing a shortage of courts, has asked the city for permission to convert the old basketball court behind Mountain View Commons. The city has agreed, along with input from the school district and the YMCA. The club hopes to raise the necessary $35,000 to make 3 new pickleball courts. Stay tuned. Early spring is always a busy time for birds, bees, and human endeavor. With the declining threat of COVID, the number of other positive changes coming in a rush through the city and county are worth noting. The hospital has hired 3 new physician assistants. Peninsula College is interviewing 3 women finalists for their presidency. The Marine Science Center has a new director, as does EDC Team Jefferson. The county has a newly appointed, but not new to the job, county administrator. Key City Players have a renovated theater and a new play on the way. And the Historical Society has reopened with museum-quality exhibits. The Rhododendron Festival is back, as is the Rhodey Run. The Victorian Heritage Festival is on the horizon, and Centrum has a full spring and summer schedule. Gray whales are moving up the coast. Buskers are coming. Regattas are happening. There are spring cleanups scheduled for this and future weekends to come. Volunteers are needed, and pickleball courts are full. Happy spring. Enjoy the longer days and celebrations, but keep COVID on your radar. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and have a great spring weekend.